SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. One of the seemingly legion of Islamic State offshoots says it's responsible for the Friday night attack on a concert venue in a Moscow suburb that left at least 137 dead and scores unaccounted for. Russia is blaming Ukraine.
A group called ISIS-K has claimed responsibility, the regional branch, a regional offshoot of ISIS. And this group has, for a long time, has targeted Russia in part because there's been a very long-running Islamic insurgency in the Caucasus in Chechnya. But also Vladimir Putin intervened militarily in Syria and inserted Russia into the Middle East. So for many years, ISIS tried to target Russia.
ABC's Patrick Riefel. North Korea says Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit with Kim Jong-un at an unspecified early date. His sister, Kim Yo-jong, made the announcement. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani plans to speak to reporters Monday, his first public comments on illegal gambling and theft allegations. This is ABC News. Lottery fever on the rise. No Powerball winner Saturday night. That jackpot swells to $800 million for the Monday night draw. And no one won the Mega Millions this past Friday night. The next drawing is Tuesday, when the jackpot will be $1.1 billion. ABC's Dave Packer says the latest installment of a 40-year-old film franchise is the nation's top movie this weekend.
Who are you going to call?
The Ghostbusters are finished.
Not quite yet. The fifth film in the franchise, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, taking the top spot at the box office, beating expectations, earning $45.2 million. Dune Part 2 hangs on to its number two spot, selling $17.6 million worth of tickets. Kung Fu Panda 4 drops to third place. In fourth, the horror film Immaculate, the second new release of the weekend with a meager $5.3 million debut. Mark Wahlberg's Arthur the King rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion, the use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks against the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night tonight at the Bucks game. It's the Women's Empowerment Game, honoring career women in the workplace. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think women in sports is important in society. There's so many stats behind that. You know, Fortune 500 companies are run by a lot of women who were in sports. Actually, the majority of those women were in sports in some way, really important. Not just as a player. I'm saying as a student manager, as a reporter. It's just really important. The self-confidence. I mean, all those stats say that when you're involved in sports and you're a woman, there's there's less abuse, there's less everything. It's good that we're doing that. It's good that the league is doing that. You know, it reminds me a lot of, you know, when I first started coaching, a black young coach. And now they just say a young coach. Hopefully someday we get to that point.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers. From Fiserv Forum, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, rain and snow. We'll see a low around 33, east winds gusting 25 to 30 miles per hour. All rain for your Monday, a high around 46, still blustery. Rain Monday night with a low around 45. And rain for Tuesday, breezy 56. Right now, 35.
Monday on Matt Nair On Air, we talk school board elections and the good, the bad, and please make it stop. Don't miss it.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Oh, welcome to the second hour of our program. Congressman Khanna was supposed to show up. We checked in with his people, but he has not popped into our Zoom or Skype or whatever we're using. I don't know. Nate takes care of all that stuff. He has not shown up, so it may well have something to do with the craziness that's going on in the House of Representatives right now. But you know, if he does show up, we'll bring him right on. And if he doesn't, hey, it's anything goes Friday. So that said, I'll pick up your calls. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno. I'm sorry I'm not a congressman, but I'm always happy to talk to you.
Well, either one of you would do. Happy Freya's Day.
Thank you.
In honor of the Scandinavians. I want to talk about the World Happiness Report that came out this past week. I saw it on the caller on the CNN program, and it said that in the World Happiness Survey, the United States has moved from number 20 down to 23, in large part because young people have a what psychologists are calling fear of the future now. And that's a whole other issue. But number one was Finland.
As they have been
Sweden,
for almost a decade.
Yeah, Sweden and Denmark and Iceland and Norway was number seven in the top 10.
Yep.
But why can the Democrats not use the fact that the happiest people in the world have this social safety net of a good health care system and education to educate good citizens to keep their economy going? Why can't the Democrats use that more often to set what the goals are for the Democratic Party, to have a good health care system and good education?
They frequently do. You know, Bernie Sanders brought the prime minister, I believe he was the prime minister, he might have been the interior minister of Finland, as I recall, maybe it was Denmark, but I think it was Finland, over to testify before Congress about, you know, why their people were so happy and how their social net, you know, how their social programs worked and how they taxed their billionaires. That was maybe 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, now there's an excellent book by a Finnish woman journalist called The Nordic Theory of Everything that's a reference for what they're doing there.
Yep.
And it
I bought
be,
it at I your just, suggestion. I have that book. I have that book. I bought it at your suggestion, Keno. I have not yet had an opportunity to read it, though. I'm way behind because I just got my last book, The Hidden History of the American Dream, off to the publisher a couple weeks ago, so...
Well, but I've got some good news from you, Tom. My Books A Million bookstore down here in Lakeland has started carrying your books. I check in every 2 months. They change in the political affairs and current affairs, and they've started carrying your books down here in Lakeland. So your ideas are spreading.
No, that's good to know. Keno, thank you so much, and thank you for checking in with your bookstore on that. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Thank you. Happy Freya's Day. Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. You were talking about what A.G. James should grab as far as Trump is concerned, and I say grab him by the erection because that's what his buildings are. I remember back in 2016. He was bragging about this being big and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. And this is just the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
So if you want a double entendre, that's what they should do.
Okay. I like it. Thank you, Kathy. Congressman Khanna has shown up. He is the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He represents California, or a district, 17th district in California in the U.S. House of Representatives. Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A .house.gov is his website. You can tweet him or X him or whatever at Rep. Ro Khanna. Congressman, welcome back. And anything on your mind that you want to share with us before we start picking up calls? Because I've got a whole, you know, lineup of people here ready to talk to you.
Thank you, Tom. Let's go. I apologize for being a few minutes late. We just had the vote on appropriations. I didn't support the bill because it has a one-year ban on UNRWA funding. And I don't think we should be banning funding UNRWA when we face a possible famine in Gaza. But
that's the UN group that's feeding people in Gaza.
It's a group that, you know, I mean, yes, there were a few people who, out of 12,000 employees who may have been connected to Hamas, and those folks should be held accountable. But you can't take the only agency that has a distribution network in Gaza and say, let's not fund it when 2 million Palestinians face the potential of famine.
Yeah.
Even if we get the aid to the shorelines, who's going to deliver it to people? You need the UNRWA network to do it.
I agree with you. I'm curious, host's privilege here to ask you a question, but I'm curious your thoughts on Adam Kinzinger. He just shot out a note to all of his subscribers on Substack saying that Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate the chair to basically kick out Mike Johnson is the perfect weapon that has now been handed to, assuming that she actually brings it to the floor, that it's not just a threat, is the perfect weapon handed to Democrats to go to Mike Johnson and say, we will support your speakership if you will get this damn aid to Ukraine passed. What do you think?
You know, I think it's a great opportunity. And in the past, we had made those kind of overtures for things to Kevin McCarthy. I mean, I don't know if it's specifically on Ukraine aid, but more generally. And McCarthy never wanted to pass anything with Democratic votes. And that's why ultimately he lost the speakership. Johnson has shown a willingness on some of these things to go for Democratic votes. So let's see. But it's certainly something that we should be pushing. And it's a good idea. And I think I'll raise it with Hakeem.
Yeah, your former colleague, Mr. Kinzinger, certainly is quite excited about it. All right, let's pick up some phone calls here. Gary in Gardenia, California. You are on the air with Congressman Ro Khanna.
Hi, am I on the air?
You are.
Oh, great. Thank you. First of all, happy Friday, everyone. And I'm a big fan of the congressman. I bought his book, and I support him. I think he's a very good legislator. Having said that, I watched the Bill Maher show last week, and Nancy Mace, I know she's a colleague of his on the other side, but she came out falsely propagandizing against President Biden's administration, and there wasn't much of a pushback from Representative Khanna. I just wanted to know why.
Well, I appreciate that. Those shows are always hard, and Nancy Mace shared her story of being a rape survivor, and so I tried to be acknowledging that and not push back against that, though I did defend the idea of George Stephanopoulos being fair in asking the question about whether someone should support a president convicted of having a civil conviction for a sexual assault. But I do think I probably should have interrupted her one or two more times and pushed back and talked about the president's economic record. I tried to get it in there, but I didn't want to interrupt her given what she had shared. And that was the context of that appearance.
Yeah, it's a tough show. I've been on the show four times, and Bill also kind of gives you these eye glances and things to tell you whether you are welcome to speak or not, and so it can be rough. Gregory in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, this is Gregory. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. My question's about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She obviously is. I'm confused a little bit. She's filed the motion, but it's sitting on the clerk's desk. So who actually is a threat at this point? Who actually does she alone able to put it on the floor for a vote? Whose decision is that? And the second question would be, what does Representative Khanna, and I'm a in Seattle. Representative Jayapal is my representative. What does the Progressive Caucus plan to do? They interviewed Tom Suozzi today, and he said he'd vote to keep Speaker Johnson. And then with Ukraine aid, Abigail Spanberger said she would be willing to consider keeping him in as Speaker if he would help Ukraine aid. And I know for Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's her red line. So if that aid was passed, she would probably put that motion to the floor. Or who does that? So anyway, I'll take my question off the air.
Thank you, Gregory.
Well, I appreciate it. I think my understanding of the motion to vacate is it's expedited, and if Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to take it to the floor, she can, and she can force a vote. I do think if Johnson were to allow Ukraine aid funding, a vote on it, a clean vote on it, then you would have probably enough Democrats vote to hit for him to stay. Now, we haven't discussed it as a Progressive Caucus, so I don't want to speak. The Marjorie Taylor Greene just announced this hours ago. But I do think you can get a situation where if the Johnson is willing to get Ukraine aid, you get a number of Democrats who support it. The Democratic caucus is unanimous in the support of Ukraine aid.
Yeah, and a damn good thing it is. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna, khanna.house.gov, Rep. Ro Khanna on Twitter, taking your calls for the hour.
You're broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on weekdays South Main Street. From 6 to 8. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty in all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community, here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion, the use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Twenty minutes past the hour. Welcome back. David in Sarasota, Florida. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good afternoon, guys. I have a question for Representative Khanna anyways, but I fully support Medicare for All. I don't think it's going to happen for a while. But I was wondering if he would support a bill that would, once a person that has served in the military that has received an honorable discharge, the government would pay for their drugs, medical necessary drugs.
Hmm. Pay for the drugs for veterans. I mean, I think that that's very reasonable. The VA is supposed to do that, but my guess is that there's still co-pays that are too high for the VA, and I certainly would support increasing the amount that we cover for drugs, that a veteran shouldn't have to pay out of pocket for these drugs.
Charles in Miami, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
My question is this.
Charles?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Right.
You're on the air.
All right. Good afternoon, Representative Khanna. My question is this. Basically, I'm interested in finding a voter's holiday or pushing a representative like yourself for a voter's holiday for, like, say, probably the weekend before Super Tuesday, leading up to Super Tuesday, where people can get off work and, you know, don't have to worry about being paid because it'll be a holiday anyway. And also, you know, just like when the Republicans try to spending, you know, why shouldn't we just say, you know, we're going to raise taxes? Like, how do I push you guys to do that? Like, what do I do? We make calls? Do we show up? What is it that you suggest that we do as constituents? Okay.
Tom, I had a hard time hearing Charles.
Yeah, he had essentially two questions, and I asked people to only ask one because it's just really disrespectful to the other people in line, when people come in. But his two questions, one was he was wondering, actually, I think I understood his questions. He was wondering how best we can reach out to, or message, I guess, the fact that, you know, Republicans want to cut spending in order to prevent tax increases on billionaires. Well, let's just go with that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been singing from this choir, Tom, for years, that the Republican vision has been massive tax cuts so that Democrats then can't do anything and can't spend money. And then they come back and they cut taxes. And what we need to do is say very clearly that we need to tax the wealthy in this country. We need to tax the billionaires, the multimillionaires. There's enough wealth, and that money could go then into healthcare, education, childcare for folks. And that's a winning message. The president started it in the State of the Union, and we need to really all be singing from that same tune.
Yeah, his other question was about a holiday for voting. I'm assuming
I support that. We all support. I support that.
Yeah. Tucker in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You mentioned Teddy Wilson put out a list of 25 Republican representatives that want to not run again or resign. I'm wondering, besides having Tom's listeners call them, is there anything we can do to kind of nudge them to resign early or as soon as possible to kind of save the country?
Like Ken Buck just did.
Well, Tucker, I don't know if you could convince someone in what time they would resign, but what you could convince them to do is vote for Ukraine aid or put pressure to allow a vote on Ukraine, or be willing to cross over in the last year of their terms to do what's right for the country. So if we could get 20 Republican defections, it would make a big difference in some of the bipartisan initiatives.
Dean in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Thank you for taking my call. It's kind of a grievance. I don't hear anything from Merrick Garland for months and months, and all of a sudden this week I hear he's all worried about Apple and antitrust. Is there any way Congress can push him to do anything about the insurrectionists that are still out there floating around?
Look, Dean, I wish that Attorney General Garland had brought some of these cases earlier. And so you don't have them now up against the clock of November. I don't tell the Attorney General what to do, but it just seems to me that faced with the kind of threats we have to our democratic institutions and way of life, that you need someone aggressive and assertive in that role.
Congressman, we just have about 45 seconds. Do you expect that the members of your body, of the House of Representatives, this handful of Republicans, and apparently Tommy Tuberville as well, who were clearly in on the planning or involved in direct ways with the January 6th insurrection, will ever be held to account?
I think it's hard, candidly. I mean, I think there should be a direct investigation for people who, in some cases, gave tours to insurrectionists into the Capitol, or what they knew, what they did. But we've had no action based on the Justice Department. So it's disappointing that
it would
some
require
people
the Justice
may...
Department.
I'm sorry?
It would require the Justice Department rather than the Ethics Panel?
You could have even a House reprimand in an ethics investigation, but of course you're not going to get that under a House Republican leadership.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of California. His website is Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him or X him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back with more of your calls for him after this break here at the bottom of the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's our National Progressive Town Hall meeting on this Friday with Congressman Ro Khanna.
You're home for the Devil's Dino and the Mayor in the morning.
Weekday afternoons
weekdays
from
4
until
6.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. One of the seemingly legion of Islamic State offshoots says it's responsible for the Friday night attack on a concert venue in a Moscow suburb that left at least 137 dead and scores unaccounted for. Russia is blaming Ukraine.
A group called ISIS-K has claimed responsibility, the regional branch, a regional offshoot of ISIS. And this group has, for a long time, has targeted Russia in part because there's been a very long-running Islamic insurgency in the Caucasus in Chechnya. But also Vladimir Putin intervened militarily in Syria and inserted Russia into the Middle East. So for many years, ISIS tried to target Russia.
ABC's Patrick Riefel. North Korea says Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit with Kim Jong-un at an unspecified early date. His sister, Kim Yo-jong, made the announcement. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani plans to speak to reporters Monday, his first public comments on illegal gambling and theft allegations. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors in three Wisconsin counties say they won't pursue felony charges of campaign finance violations against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and Republican State Representative Janelle Branchen related to the effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The prosecutors say their own involvement in Republican politics creates a conflict of interest. Wisconsin voters have their say on two proposed amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would ban private donations to local election offices. Sam Lieber is with the group All Voting is Local. He says private money isn't the problem.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former Drew. Lover.
I got it a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, rain and snow. We'll see a low around 33, east winds gusting 25 to 30 miles per hour. All rain for your Monday, a high around 46, still blustery. Rain Monday night with a low around 45. And rain for Tuesday, breezy 56.
Right now, it's 37.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls with Congressman Ro Khanna taking, running, what would the word be? Presenting during our National Progressive Town Hall meeting here today. Ed, in Belfair, Washington, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Representative Khanna, my question has to do with call-ins. You're not immediately my representative, but I called 3 weeks ago to Mike Johnson's office and requested that he support Ukraine. And I had a live person, and if he could pass it on, he goes, well, I have to let you go because we have our own constituents that we have to listen to. As the House Speaker, doesn't he have to listen to all Americans? Thank you.
Congressman, I can't hear you. I think you're muted.
Sorry about that. Technically, the Congress office has the resources to respond only to their constituents and to their to folks who are in the writing from their district, either email or phone. But with the Speaker of the House, they have separate resources to respond to everyone. So if you called his Speaker's office, you should be getting some response as opposed to calling his personal district office. But, you know, his Speaker's office should be responsive.
Interesting. Nancy in Woodlands, California, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi. Yeah, the other day, Tom mentioned that as presidential candidate, Trump has the privilege of being able to sit in on national security briefing. And given his history with our national security also his, being an instigator of insurrection, is there any way to exclude him from that? Thank you.
Well, what I don't know is I think it's just out of tradition that the candidate gets it, and that's in the president's discretion then, whether it should happen or not. It probably needs to be, if it is happening, it probably has to be done in a much different way than in the past, given the risks. But it's not legally required in any way, as I understand it.
Yeah, you're right. Kathleen in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, when Representative Jayapal was on Tom's show on Monday, she indicated that a separate discharge petition involving support for Ukraine only could be initiated in the House. It wouldn't have to be rerouted through the Senate. So given that, I'm wondering why the Progressive Caucus has not initiated such a discharge petition.
It's a good thought. We could. I mean, many of us support it, but these discharge petitions are more for show. The reality is not a single Republican is going to sign any of it. And what we need is for Johnson to agree through the procedural bargaining of putting a bill up for a vote. Any of the three or four discharge petitions don't have a single Republican signature and won't get a single Republican signature. So I think what's more important is the earlier suggestion that if Johnson is at risk of losing his seat, that we ask him to put up a clean vote on Ukraine aid. The challenge of the Israel funding is, A, it splits the caucus. I've usually supported his funding for Israel, but I wouldn't support offensive weapons that could be used in Rafah, and I would want to make sure UNRWA was funded. And so to get the right bill on it that someone like Ben Holland is crafting or even Schumer has supported is hard, because usually the Republican bill or even the Senate bill had unrestricted aid. And so my view is let's get a clean vote on Ukraine, and that's what I think we can do if we have leverage with Johnson.
Ed in Kingston, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. Congressman Khanna, is any comment on the 2018 trip to Moscow that Rand Paul made for President Trump 2018? He was supposedly a...
Thank you.
I'm going to get to my point in a minute, but do you remember the story, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
You know, I've heard that phrase ever since I was a little kid. I have no idea where it came from.
It was a story about a flying car, but there was a character in the story, the child catcher.
Hmm.
He went down with his cage, you know, scooping up.
Yeah, well, that's Putin right now.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Russian phenomenon you're discussing and so forth and so on. But anyway, I just want to put in my two bits. I won't necessarily talk about what you think I might want to talk about because it's so obvious and there's so many ways to learn about it. Jack Rare's book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, is a good way to learn about how all those dots are connected. So I won't mention that. But what I'll say is these people don't represent us. People in Congress, some of them think they do, and that's why they're there. And God bless, and I'll keep voting for them as long as they want to do that. But we'd like to do other things with or without their blessings.
Yeah.
We'd like support from the American people and the industries that do exist as corporations to get behind what it really means to be sustainable. And I just think
that'd be a good start. Did you see, Bob, that, Joe Biden just put forward, I believe it was an executive order, or maybe just the implementation of the Inflation Reduction Act, but basically saying that tightening up the standards, the tailpipe emission standards, in a way that would reduce the number of gasoline-powered cars and increase the number of electric cars by 10 years from now. I mean, this is not an immediate thing. It's not going to take effect for a couple of years. And the fossil fuel industry announced yesterday that they're going to drop seven figures, more than $10 million, into a national advertising campaign condemning Biden for pushing electric vehicles.
That's crazy.
It
and
is.
I heard it. You know, yeah, that's good in the large picture. What you do to get around town in the meantime, with or without the blessing of the large conglomerates, is really what I've got in mind.
Yeah.
See people on their little scooters and things, and they get in the way and cause problems. So we need the larger picture, but what we really need is we need a law enforcement community that will go after the fascists and protect the people who are trying to protect the environment and human rights.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. And a lot of fascists get drawn into law enforcement. But Bob, thank you. Your points were all well made. Jason in Nine Mile Falls, Washington. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hi, good morning, Tom. Listen, I'm a 100% disabled veteran, so I really focus on those types of issues. And I was looking through the new Republican Study Committee's
budget. They want to raise the Social Security eligibility age and cut benefits.
Right. So if you're 54 years old, you got to fall into that. I am 55 right now. But it would affect my wife. Mm-hmm. But in dealing with Veterans Affairs, they want to do some changes in that it says right here, the RSC budget would also modernize the VA's rating schedule for disability compensation to reflect changes in medical technology and in the labor market over the last several decades, can I say my congresswoman's name?
Sure.
Unfortunately, Kathy McMorris Rogers is mine, and I have written over 30 commentaries that have been published in local paper railing against her, and she knows me, her office does, and I called them today because I want to know, I want to see this new rating schedule.
I guarantee it's going to be a cut in veterans benefits. The Republicans are always pushing cuts in veterans benefits. That's been their thing since the 80s.
I want to know, okay, you're going to come out with this, Is my 100% going to be reduced to 60?
I think there's probably a good chance of it.
I know. And I'm planning on writing another op-ed about this, and I can't wait to probably not hear back from her office, but I'm going to keep calling.
Well, you know what it's all about, Jason, is that, you know, they just desperately want to cut government spending so that there's no justification for raising taxes on the billionaires who own the GOP. It's that simple.
Boy, do I know that. The other thing they want to do is, if you're receiving a disability pension from the VA, they want to take away your Social Security.
Yep.
And I want all disabled veterans that are listening to your show to know about this. If they want, I would encourage them to look up this study committee and call your congressperson and let them know. Yeah. Get on them over it.
The Republic. I mean, you know, remember when Joe Biden said, I know there's some of you who want to cut Social Security, and they all said, no. And he was like, oh, isn't that great? That was a year ago. 1 year passes, and now here come the Republicans with their budget. Yep, let's cut Social Security. Amazing. Jason, thank you for the call, and keep up the great work.
You're welcome, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid.
It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And so does your dog. And that's why we love feeding Nature's Blend's premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has, instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go over to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Craig in Freeport, Illinois. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind today?
Mr. Hartman, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, all these congressmen who voted against the resolution to condemn the kidnapping of children in Russia, I was wondering
in Ukraine.
If... by Russia from Ukraine. I was wondering if maybe they are afraid that would open their mega grow up to the criminal court scrutiny.
Putin and the woman that is in charge of the Russian operation to steal children from Ukraine, and apparently they've stolen over 100,000 children out of Ukraine, have both been indicted in the criminal court at The Hague for that crime. There will not be a challenge, you know, as it were.
No, I said that wrong. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
I was wondering if they were afraid it would open Donald Trump up to scrutiny from the criminal court.
Oh, how so?
For kidnapping all those children at the border.
Oh, at the southern border. Well, yeah, I mean, we may well have had, I mean, there's still 1,000 children that Donald Trump and Stephen Miller tore from their families who are still unaccounted for. 1,000 of them that we still can't find. And again, you know, were they trafficked into child porn rings? Were they trafficked, you know, were they sold? I mean, you know, we just don't know because the Trump administration didn't keep records. They didn't want to know.
Yeah, they could have been trafficked.
Exactly. I'm guessing probably many of them were. I mean, why else would the Trump administration refuse to keep records? They were selling them to their Republican friends, you know, people like Denny Hastert. I mean, not that he was buying those children, but look him up. You know, you'll get his history on this issue. So, yeah, it's serious stuff. It really is, Craig.
But I was wondering if that might be why all these mega representatives voted against the resolution to condemn Russia for kidnapping those children.
These are nine Republicans who are just, you know, in love with Vladimir Putin. They want American democracy to end, and they want America to be a totalitarian state. I mean, it's just that simple. It's Andy Biggs, Eric Burleson, Warren Davidson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Clay Higgins, Thomas Massie, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, and Tom Tiffany. And may their names live in infamy. Craig, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Mike in Columbia, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I got this is a short statement, and actually, thank you very much for having Joy Reid on this week. I really love her.
Yeah, wasn't she delightful? That was just a great interview, and she's and that book is just amazing.
I watch her every evening. In fact, I watched the whole, starting with Harry Mulder,
yeah,
through Chris Hayes, and also David Tackman on Free Speech TV.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I appreciate those interviews. I really like them.
Well, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. Nice to hear from you. Doug in Portland. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Appreciate your show a lot, as always. And I have a thought I just want to run by you, which is that Republicans, it seems, and the right, they wrap themselves, it seems to me, in the Constitution as if it's sacred from on high and can't be touched. But my understanding, and you know better than I, is that it was kind of conceived, you know, as a compromise between the North and the South, and it's better viewed and reasonably can be considered a working document that
Thomas Jefferson said when he was president, speaking to the Constitution, he said that the idea of not changing the Constitution, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you can easily find this quote, is essentially the same thing as requiring a man to wear the same coat that he wore as a child. In other words, you've outgrown it, right? You've grown beyond it. And so it needs to be changed.
Right.
He was very clear about that. He said he proposed that the Constitution should be changed every 19 years, which is what he defined as one generation.
Right. So how come the left, how can we on the left and how can our, you know, politician allies on the left who want to see progressive change get that kind of messaging out into the to our democracy and the republic and our fellow
citizens? I think it's a geeky enough, erudite enough topic, Doug, that most Americans aren't even interested in, you know, what the founders thought about updating the Constitution and for that matter, you know, debates in Congress. And also, you know, because it takes two-thirds of the House and Senate and three-quarters of the states to amend the Constitution, what Republicans figured out is it's really, really hard to amend the Constitution, but it's really, really easy to have a federal court essentially rewrite the Constitution. And that's why they have spent so much of the last 40 years trying to pack the federal judiciary, which they have now succeeded in doing. And as a result of that, you're seeing, you know, the end of Roe v. Wade and you know, now states out, you know, throwing millions and millions of Americans off the voting rolls, the voting purges. I mean, just all kinds of bizarre stuff that, you know, in my mind clearly violates the Constitution, but has all been, you know, given a stamp, a good sealing, you know, a good housekeeping seal of approval by Republican members of Congress and, or excuse me, by Republican judges. Doug, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's, it's the top of the hour. We'll be right back with you on the other side. Russia's is arresting people in the queer community right now. I got to tell you about that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to Tom Hartman.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.